Chapter 6. Shame on you. Listen well, from now on you are to stay in your countries of origin to contribute to evolvement, and if you are already in a country of Western Europe you have to return to where you came from, this is an order. And until you do you are going to respect your hosts by integrating yourselves into the local habits and by accepting the standards of your host country. The goal to make Europe an Is-Caliphate is a mean plan, which does not even come from your own people. It's dark planetary forces behind US and Israel inciting you to start a war against Christianity. They make you to be instruments and cannon fodder not less than the Europeans themselves to reduce population and to eliminate as many people as possible from the face of this planet. They are telling you fake stories about Europe, just to capture you into their plan of using men as weapons, to destabilize working infrastructures. Europe cannot carry all of you. And it won't. Will you allow to be misused by them? Be and remain peaceful and loving people. This is the worst thing you can ever do to cross their mean plans. Then go back to redo your countries of origin. God personally will bless you for doing that. Refugees, true ones, do not come for money. They come to save their lives. Which brings me to those calling themselves members of the IS and an even darker chapter. Weapons have been smuggled into Europe, so that these will make use of them against the host countries housing refugees. These weapons are being sponsored by the backstage forces of countries like US and Israel. These countries are also behind these in Syria, etc. Russia is trying to stop them. If general Islamic fundamentalism is by threats and aggression turning out to be a crime against your planetary brothers and sisters, what is the NIS and the according terrorism? At first, it's a project as I mentioned above serving the implementation of the NWO, the New World Order. The NWO was set up to enslave all the world. This means, you are included into the plan. It's one of the most terrible failures a human being can ever do. It will prevent and block your heavenly care for quite a long time. Those who have joined there, as well as standard Islamists, have literally become misused by these secret dark leaders. They have allowed to be turned into weapons to bring up people against each other, to bring death to your brothers and sisters believing in the one God under the banners of different religions or even not believing in God, which does not mean they were less a brother or a sister to you, although you were by God originally intended to bring peace and harmony. Remember, peace can never be forced by warfare. It must grow from the people's hearts and true God connection. As long as you believe you had to force all the world into an outmoded and invalid pattern, your mission for God has greatly failed. Where have your hearts gone? You have sold them to Shejtan, you have stopped your divine connections, and you have become merely fulfillers of dark orders.